Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David Lightman, do you know the difference between Montana and North Dakota? If you saw it on a map without a name on it?
Would you know?
Would you know which was which?
I probably would, but that's only because, you know,
it's your job.
Covering political stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I was proud to hit all 50 states by age 51. I couldn't quite
make it
by 50.
Wow. So you did that like 3 years ago. That was awesome.
Yeah, good last year,
cool,
right?
Cool, David. Great.
Excellent. Excellent. So yesterday, we've talked about this all morning, obviously. The House on party lines passed the measure to go ahead with the impeachment inquiry. Two Democratic senators joined the Republicans, but other than that, it was strictly party lines, and that should surprise nobody on planet Earth.
No,
right, House members.
House members, I'm sorry.
Well, you're having a good day.
Well, no, seriously. Neither one of us are.
Let me tell you what,
from Montana or North Dakota.
It started at 4 o'clock. It started at 4 o'clock in the morning. It hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah.
So.
How you do it. Anyway. Yeah, so they did take this vote yesterday. I think the significance of this vote is this. It tells you sort of where the floor is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In other words, that's the hardcore, and that's trouble for Trump, because they haven't even heard the evidence yet, and what was it, 232 are saying, you know, let's move ahead with this thing. So it's quite a difference from 98 with Clinton. I think, 31 Republicans joined the Democrats?
Right,
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so tells you the times we're in.
So in other words, for the Democrats, it's locked and loaded, essentially, no matter what testimony comes up.
It seems that way, yeah. I mean, look, you never know. And if all of a sudden public opinion swings the other way, for example, instead of 55% saying, you know, impeachment is something to do,
right,
it swings to 40. But yeah, at the moment, see, one of the sort of mild surprises is this. You get 31 districts, House districts, that Trump won,
yes,
in 2016, and then the Democrats won in 18. And Republicans need, I think it's 18, 19 seats to win the House back. So. Right. Boy, those 31 districts, but 29 of them went with the Democrats. So, public opinion.
Well, and people may forget, too. That always happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're a year away from the election. I mean,
right.
My God, you see,
it's hard to believe, actually.
I know. It seems like it'll be tomorrow. But
I think we're in the midst. You know,
yeah,
one thing I want to say, guys, just go to McClatchy, D.C., okay? McClatchyDC.com. Guess what? There are other stories that are covered besides what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There are, but I have one more question for you
right
on this before Ray goes to other areas. So it appears, other than, unless something comes out earth-shattering, they're not going to get 67 Democratic votes in the Senate to impeach the president.
No.
67 votes. They're
67 votes.
47 Democratic
right
votes.
Yeah, they're not going to get 67 votes. You know what? Take every other word I say and just take it as truth.
He's got a long day.
67. Yeah, and I only have to be. I have to only be up till midnight doing TV tonight. That should be. That should be.
Lord.
Watch Fox 61 at 11:20, because you don't know
please
what the hell's
going
to come out of my
please
mouth.
Please do. It could be fun.
But so unless something earth shattering comes out, there's not going to be 67 votes to impeach the president. Are the Democrats taking a risk by going through with this?
That's a really good question. And look, Nancy Pelosi's been worried about this all year, that you're setting up a scenario where he doesn't get convicted, because, as you say, it's hard to get 20 Republican senators to go along. He doesn't get convicted, so in March the trial ends, and, you know, he's acquitted, and he gets 6 months to run around the country saying, this is
an innocent man,
pointing his finger and saying, this is exactly what I told you would happen. Washington hates you. They hate me. They tried to get me out of office, but you have the power.
No, exactly right. And I think that's going to make, you know, here's a larger question, too. I won't get the good question award like Joe did, but it's this. You know, how much it seems to me, evidence notwithstanding. I mean, we don't even know who the damn whistleblower is yet, I don't think. A lot of people are guessing. It's one of Washington's favorite games. But how much of this is just simply political?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, good.
Look, Washington is political, period.
So.
On the other hand, you know, you can make the argument that going back to the Mueller report, you know, that he tried to obstruct justice. That you, on the Ukraine call, you could make the argument that, in fact, you know, there is a quid pro quo. I'm no judge and jury, but a lot of it's political. Sure, if this was a Democratic president, would the Democratic House be quite as eager to get rid of him?
No, no.
Yeah, I don't know about
highly
that.
Highly doubtful.
What yeah, the heck? But look, I don't know all the evidence, so I'm going to have to pass on that.
How do you think, David, how do you think it impacts legislation moving through the House?
Ah, another good question.
See, there
well,
you
here's
go.
The thing. Today's November 1st. They've got till November 21st to either fund the government or it's going to shut down.
Oh,
and the House, by the way, is gone until November 12th for their Veterans Day recess.
Okay.
Even though Veterans Day is one day, they're taking 10. So that's number one. Number two, there's all kinds of legislation hanging out there. They got to fund highways. There's a huge... The highway funding expires, I think it's at the end of this year. That's a huge deal. That's $40 billion. That's I-91, I-84 repairs,
right,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can go on and on with this, but yeah, there's serious legislation there. It's going to be interesting to see if they can do it. They're moving ahead in incremental ways and even bipartisan ways, sort of under the radar. We'll know in the next 3 weeks. Wouldn't surprise me if two or three Fridays from now, that's topic A.
By and large, have they, you know, just kind of back to what we were really talking about previously, has this kind of consumed Washington, though,
whole
impeachment? Yeah. That's all anybody's talking about?
Well, that and the Nationals, but...
Yeah.
Remember them,
it's got to make you as an Orioles fan kind of sour, doesn't it?
You bitter?
No, I mean, what the heck? Look, I grew up rooting for the Washington Senators way back when.
Hey, you know what? And the Orioles had their shots, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, I had great years with the Orioles. The 79 World Series, the 83 World Series.
I know,
it was a lifetime ago.
We had Earl Weaver back.
Yeah, and Jim Poole.
He was
420-game winners.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But back to the question of consuming Washington, yes, absolutely. It is sucking all the oxygen out of this town. I'll give you an example. The other day, we're still trying to write stories that, you know, hit home other than impeachment.
We found some.
Yeah, well, pedestrian safety. We wrote about that, and that just blew up. I mean, the comments, the feedback, my God. All these efforts, you know, because the death toll of pedestrians just keeps going up and up and up. Anyway, I tried to get a congressman who nobody's ever heard of to talk to me. You know, I sent a note into the House floor, and he came out. And he comes out, and 15 reporters surround this guy. They probably didn't even know his name. And because they're just eager for
something
anything.
Else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course. I mean, they, you know, but I will say this. As much as everybody wants to cover something else, this is what's driving all the news, and it's what people want to hear about.
That's right.
I mean, we can sit on our ivory towers on our thrones and say, "Oh, people don't want to hear about this," and they do because it's just it involves the president. And even though every president, you know, they bring up, you know, articles of impeachment, this is going to be the third one that gets to the floor of the Senate, which makes it special.
Absolutely, and look, this is only the third time in American history this has happened.
Right,
and unless you're my age, you know, you don't remember impeachment. I mean, I remember with Nixon, you know, that. Remember, some of you remember how extraordinary that was that they're impeached.
Oh, they broke TV. We were talking last hour with a poli-sci guy from UConn. They broke in a daytime. I was always mad. They broke in a Young and Restless. Oh, I don't know if it was on that. to televise the hearings.
Damn.
It was unbelievable.
The Watergate hearings in 73.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day.
Exactly.
By the way, you have another story up on the site, McClatchy, D.C., speaking about this, about a number of guys coming back from Iraq who seem to have disproportionate incidence of cancer. So you can look that up, too. David?
Thanks, David.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Talk to you next week.
I look forward to it, as always. Thanks,
great.
Guys.
Thanks, David.
David Lightman, fine human being.
Wonderful person.
It's 8:58.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.